If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56diva.com. Lower.com, Equal Housing Lender, MLS 112-4061.
Your hometown.
We're headed to Long Grove, a village full of small-town charm, cobblestone streets, and hidden gems. Join us, and we'll show you why Long Grove is the perfect place to call home. Sponsored by the Lake Zurich Area Chamber of Commerce. Here's John.
Yep, we're going to the little village in Lake County that's 35 miles from and northwest of Chicago. And just before the show started, I had a chance to visit with, of all people, Mario Lopez. So it's Christmas season in Chicagoland, and your hometown today features Long Grove. And the savvy Christmas movie Long Grove Observer will remember that my grown-up Christmas wish was filmed in Long Grove, at least in part. And it starred Mario and Courtney Lopez, and Mario is on a phone line. Mario, welcome to the show. How are you? Happy holidays.
Happy holidays, John. Thank you for having me.
What was the plot of that movie now? I must be honest, I saw the trailer. I have to put that in my queue. Tell me about the movie.
Well, I do hope you check it out. Really happy with the way it turned out. It's a special film. Got to star in it with my wife, and my son was also in the film, and I couldn't speak more highly of Long Grove. It was such a wonderful community that really embraced us, and they were so supportive, really captured the charm of the city. And a special shout out to my friend Michael Kuhn, who really just made the whole experience tremendous, and he's been very supportive ever since. And we look forward to going back to Long Grove and the surrounding area soon.
Yeah, Michael is the owner, doesn't he own the iconic Sock Monkey Museum there?
He owns the iconic Sock Monkey Museum, and we shot there. We featured it and featured a lot of the great stuff that Long Grove has to offer, but he really helped out making it a smooth production and just one of the greatest guys ever. And continuing to work together, and speaking of monkey, we're going to be doing this great new venture called The Fresh Monkey, which is all-natural healthy shakes, which is going to be great, and it's going to be the first of its kind there in the Midwest.
Wow.
In the Long Grove and surrounding Chicago areas.
No kidding. I mean, I didn't know about that, but I do know that that museum that he founded was awarded a Guinness World Record for the largest collection of vintage toys. So you had toys, you had Long Grove, which is a town made for a Christmas movie, and then you guys filmed it in April, right?
Yes.
Which is not December, but it can snow. Did it snow in April? Was that real snow coming down?
It was really real snow. It was really snow. Very cold. made it perfect for the holidays.
Yeah. Welcome to Chicago. I mean, you could have gone to a Cubs game in that snow.
You know, we did go to a Cubs game, and I got rained out by the second inning.
Well, that's what we do in Chicago in April at Cubs games.
That's exactly what happened. Yeah.
Well, so just give me a quick heads up then on this new food venture of yours.
So again, it's called the Fresh Monkey, and my sister and I are actually getting into the business, and we're partnering with Mike O'Coon there, and it's basically handcrafted shakes made with high quality protein, real fruits and veggies, and real ingredients, and people love it, and it's a healthy lifestyle. We're all about promoting healthy lifestyle.
Boy, protein is all the rage right now, isn't it? That's what everybody's trying to put into their diet.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well, are you and your wife, is your family, like, very health conscious? I mean, if you're on TV all the time or in the movies or whatever, hosting shows, you must have to be thinking about that, huh?
Yeah, I mean, we try to be just health conscious just to want to live a healthy lifestyle. But I always say you should make your health your top priority, because without that, you have nothing.
And now here comes the inevitable Saved by the Bell question. When when you guys were making that movie, I know that was in your youth, but did you have any idea how iconic or enduring it was going to be?
No idea. Over 35 years ago, it was for kids. Had no idea, but very grateful.
If I said movie, you know I meant TV show, but I mean, what can you give me one takeaway from that? Because you all have since got together, right? Like, is this, did that form lifelong friendships or relationships?
Well, yeah, continue to get together, and we've had a reboot, and we've done a lot of specials, so yeah, happy to say still very friendly with all of them.
And the project you're working on now, Blank Slate, can you tell me about that?
That was something that I've done on the Game Show Network, which is a lot of fun, but I also have my daytime talk show Access Daily and my nighttime show Access Hollywood, so very blessed to be as busy as I've been.
Yeah, no kidding. Is that hard to do? Do you sometimes think, I need to work while I can, or am I biting off more than I can chew? How do you manage that?
You know, I feel very blessed to be as busy as I can, and I love what I do, and so it makes it easy to get up every day.
I didn't see what you guys said about Rob and Rob Reiner and his wife. How have you been covering that?
You know, unfortunately, it's been the lead story with such a tragedy that's occurred, and one of the greatest talents and directors in the history of Hollywood, and just absolutely tragic. And anything other than there's not much more you can say other than just, I can't imagine a worse tragedy.
So my son and I watched Stand By Me last night. I suspect that a lot of people are toggling through his, you know, IMDb and just pulling up some of the movies. And if I'm not mistaken, he never once won an Oscar.
He was
nominated, I think, but as good as and memorable as his movies were, I don't think he won an Oscar. What an omission, right?
Okay.
Absolutely. Such a talented guy. And there's a lot of talented people that have never won one, but it's been, that is an odd fun fact. I don't know how much fun it is, but it is an odd fact.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, listen, thanks for shining a light on Long Grove. Thanks for making the movie, and I know that the town is very proud to have your thumbprint on it. We will look for the film. It's called My Grown-Up Christmas, and thank you for your time today.
You got it. Take care.